following threads back to the start of the Honolulu Area Rapid Transit Project. Today, we'll take a look at the first steps.
When we started the project, it wasn't easy, Noi.
Former Honolulu Mayor Mufi Hanuman was elected in 2004.
To get the state to agree to raise the GET, and they hadn't done it in over 40 years. And we did it in one legislative session.
That was like the year after you got in.
Well, and this is how it happened. I'm sitting at my first State of the State address.
Hanuman describes then-Governor Lingle asserting she was eager to work with the new mayor on a mass transit project. Hanuman then took on convincing the legislature and federal transportation officials to buy in. At the time, Toru Hamayasu was Honolulu's chief of transportation planning.
I'm a bureaucrat. I'm not going to go out there and try to sell something just because the mayor said sell this. No, it had to be a public wish demand for this, then it makes sense for us to start doing it.
Hamayasu says he was convinced by a poll at the time.
Yeah, what was the first decision? Was that we could not go at grade?
Meaning at ground level.
That was one of the givens.
Right.
Because of?
Impacts. Impact to the streets and lessening the traffic capacity, right? And some of the unmitigatable impacts, like trenching through downtown. We're going to have tons of Hawaiian burials.
That's why, that's which we're going to run into anyway, right?
But it's a column, 6 to 8 foot diameter holes every 100 feet. If we find some real serious burial, we can shift the columns. We can even split the columns on the side. So that's why this technology makes sense in terms of lessening the impact to the burial grounds. I'm convinced of that. But it's not that we made a decision to go with a rail. Alternatives analysis was presented to the city council. They had choice of four options.
The council's options were no build, a bus alternative, highways, and fixed guideway.
They picked the fixed guideway.
This was the last thing I should have done if I was thinking of it politically. Too risky, too difficult, and you're going to have people who are going to dislike you.
I know, but Mufi wanted a big trophy legacy for him. But you don't want this kind of trophy legacy.
My mindset was this. This was the missing piece of our quality of life. And everybody who comes here says the same thing about our traffic.
What exactly was the vision we are barreling toward? We'll take a look at that next. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.